This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. The former Prince Andrew is hiding out on royal grounds in a downgraded home after being kicked out of the Royal Lodge in the wake of the Epstein scandal. There are demands in the U.S. for Prince, I'm saying that with quotes, Andrew, to come across the so-called pond and testify to what he knows about Epstein. But Epstein's evil tentacles have reached beyond Prince Andrew. And now, the so-called Duchess Sarah Ferguson, his former wife, breaking cover for the first time in months since the Epstein scandal broke again. She's been hiding out at a, quote, luxury ski resort in Austria. What? I'm surprised the whole kit and caboodle aren't in jail. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. I want to thank you for being with us. Sarah Ferguson was stripped of her Duchess of York title in the wake of her links to child molester Jeffrey Epstein. And remember, she was still fraternizing with him and bringing her two girls around him after his conviction on child molestation. Now we learn that Fergie, as she is known far and wide, seemed expressionless as she walked from a chalet at a luxury alpine ski resort. Hey, that ain't shabby. The weight of the Epstein revelations are apparent on her face. Pale, distraught, stony-faced. She did, however, emerge from a black Mercedes. The only way many people recognized her was she was wearing her signature hoop earrings. I could recognize her anywhere, I believe. This is the first time Fergie has been seen in public since last year. Why? Mounting calls for her to come to the U.S. and testify along with her husband, Prince Andrew, about evidence and the relationship she had with Epstein and what, if anything, she knew. These are the facts surrounding her husband, the former Prince Andrew, suspected in the molestation of Virginia Giuffre, now deceased.
Out of the blue, Virginia Giuffre's book drops coincidentally the night before Andrew gets stripped of all of his titles. Timing. Wow, what timing? And now, Prince Andrew's relationship with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, it was very gently bubbling. It has boiled over. And now, the king, as in King Charles, is being heckled because of his baby brother. Listen.
How long have you known about Andrew and Epstein?
From our friends at Sky News, if you couldn't understand the heckler, he's yelling out, have you asked the police to cover up for Andrew? How long have you known about Andrew and Epstein? Look, I'm happily an American. I don't want a king or a prince or a princess. None of that. That's for Disney. Okay? But when you have a book published by a sex trafficking victim, Virginia Giuffre, and coincidentally, that very week, Prince Andrew is stripped of his titles, don't tell me that her book, posthumously publicized, had nothing to do with Andrew's downfall. My question is, how can this help the actual sex molestation victims? That's what this is all about. How disgusting is it to Barry Levine joining us? He is the author of a brand new book. It's incredible. The Spider, Inside the Tangled Web of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. It's amazing. When you hear that Epstein had moved $1 billion, where did he get that? I guarantee you, we will discover it's from trafficking little girls, including American little girls. Any little girl is bad enough. Why I said American is because we have jurisdiction over that. I can't help what Turkey and the stands are doing, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, what they're doing with their children. I can't prosecute that. But I can help prosecute what was done to American children at the hands of Epstein. $1 billion, Levine. Probably more. Enough to make J.P. Morgan have a multi-million dollar settlement. You know, they would not have done that if there had not been fire underneath that smoke. But Barry Levine, how disgusted must the British public be about right now to know that Andrew was still chatting and texting and emailing with Epstein after his Palm Beach conviction? Really? Saying the words, "We'll play more soon"? I want to vomit. Play. Molest little girls.
Nancy, he said he wanted to continue to have fun with Jeffrey Epstein. That's the word he used, was fun. Now, these email disclosures came after Prince Andrew said that he had cut off all communication with Jeffrey Epstein. He traveled to New York. There was a photo of the two of them in Central Park together. He said that was it. He said he told Jeffrey Epstein goodbye. Now we're learning and we're seeing emails where Prince Andrew was continuing to communicate with Jeffrey Epstein when the photo of Andrew and Virginia Giuffre came out standing in Ghislaine Maxwell's townhouse in London, a photo that Jeffrey Epstein took. Andrew told Epstein, "We'll get through this together, and then we'll have fun again." It is absolutely disgusting, and I hope now that he has been stripped of these ridiculous royal titles that he had, that he never deserved in the first place, that maybe, just maybe, the authorities over there will pull up their pants and actually investigate him. He had a security detail, Special Operations 14. They need to be investigated.
Well, I can tell you this, Levine. If it finally comes to light, there are allegations right now that Prince Andrew ordered Scotland Yard, be ashamed. And I never said that. I have great respect for Scotland Yard. He asked them to investigate Virginia Giuffre, to smear her when her allegations came out. He misused law enforcement for his own personal ill motives. Hey, listen to this.
Just a few short months after Epstein walks free, Prince Andrew corresponds with a convicted sex offender, promising to make plans for a trip to New York, as it would be good to catch up in person. Andrew claims his December trip to Epstein's New York mansion was planned solely to break the news he must cut contact with the financier. However, in a January email to Epstein, Andrew writes, "Keep in close touch and we'll play some more soon," with 4 exclamation points.
Really? Straight out to Lynn Shaw. She is in D.C. right now, lobbying, fighting for the release of the Epstein files. I never thought I'd see the day when we had to go to Washington and demand a child sex molester's files become public. What is this? Russia? China? Where there are secret dealings behind closed doors? O-H-E-L-L-N-O. I ain't shutting up about this. God bless you, Lynn Shaw, for being in D.C. fighting for the release of those files. But I want to add, oh, by the way, Lynn Shaw, founder director, Lynn's Warriors, which is dedicated to eradicating sex trafficking of girls and women and more. But did you notice the way and the timing of Andrew, Prince Andrew? It's like I just ate, you know, a hairball trying to say Prince Andrew. The timing is after the Palm Beach debacle, and I'm about to go to Greg Morse, who is joining us from Palm Beach on this. After that, he knows Epstein is a child molester. He knows that But that said, play again soon. Talk about minimizing pain and suffering.
I am disgusted with this whole story. It really means nothing for us in Washington, in the United States, fighting for our victims of not only these criminals, but also all victims of sexual exploitation. What it does, why this does matter, though, is because it keeps it out there, the narrative. It keeps it in the headlines. It keeps people talking about it. But we only care about to be in Washington and to have a client list, the whole thing called a hoax, to have people fighting, to have people saying we have it all on our desk and we're going to release it. And they've done zero. So we demand that they open this up for America. We want files. We want accountability. We want to bring people to trial. How about we don't talk about so many things here in America, the Zorro Ranch and all of those complicit who participated in that, the buyers of all this. I'm going to call them buyers because I'm sure money was exchanged because none of these people do anything unless there's financial incentive monies involved. So you know what? This may be great. And Buckingham Palace put out a cute little nice announcement the other day that they stand with all victims, survivors. But you know who didn't sign off on that? Andrew. Andrew is still in denial. So we don't care about him. We care about all the girls and women that have been victims of this for decades now. And we demand answers and accountability.
Joining me, Dr. Bethany Marshall, renowned psychoanalyst out of L.A. She's the author of Deal Breaker. Still waiting on that second book, Bethany. Get cracking. You can see her on Peacock and find her at drbethanymarshall.com. Dr. Bethany Marshall, I just had a physical reaction. As Lynn from Lynn's Warriors was talking, we were showing photos of Epstein. And it was a reaction I often had in court, particularly in child abuse cases. I'd look over at the defendant, who was typically on my right side, and the jury would be right beside me on my left, and they would look so smug. Like there's no way in H-E-L-L they're going to get caught. And I would actually, an involuntary reaction, just go, and I would feel my lip turn up in disgust. When I was looking at Epstein, he looks so smug in every photo. And why not? Because he's gotten away with this. Would you please tell the listeners what child rape victims go through? They are never the same, and he got away with it for years.
Okay, so I agree with Lynn. Forget about Andrew and start thinking about the victims. Too much of the spotlight is on Andrew. I'm going to talk for a second about child victims. Let's not call them the royal family. Let's call them the Mountbattens. They are no different than any other family. And if you work for Child Protective Services, what you know is you can go to a family that has a predator, an aunt, an uncle, a cousin, and they will say to the Child Protective Services worker, oh, you know what? They're no longer a part of our family. We've shuffled them off to the side. They're not going to be perpetrating on our family member any longer. And the minute the Child Protective Services worker leaves, that family member is shuffled right back into the mix. So when we think about victims, we have to think about their entire family, you know, family systems, and the fact that families work together to hold everybody together, even if there's a child predator.
You know, it's like that moment. Out to Greg Morse joining us, high-profile lawyer, criminal defense attorney, founder of Morse Legal. He is the author of Untested on Amazon. Greg Morse is joining us from the Palm Beach jurisdiction. Greg, question to you. Now, I'd like a short answer. This is over. You have nothing to fight with me about. The sweetheart deal that Epstein got when in Palm Beach he was prosecuted for molesting little girls. Not just one, several. He got a sweetheart deal, tap on the wrist, and he was allowed to be chauffeured out of the jail wherever he wanted to go, including his home where he continue to molest children. That was his sentence. And he'd have to come back at night and stay in jail occasionally. That was his sentence. And it wasn't a secret. Andrew knew about it, and it was after he was convicted that Andrew wrote all of those emails about playing together soon. You darn right his title should be stripped. He should be prosecuted. What's the holdup, Morse?
Well, with regard to Prince Andrew, or former Prince Andrew at this time, a lot of time has gone by. So you're trying to arrest or indict someone for acts that were a long time ago. The fact that he kept talking to Jeffrey Epstein after he was a known sex trafficker and was convicted doesn't make him any more guilty of allegations that were made against Prince Andrew. The one thing, though, for Prince Andrew or for former Prince Andrew that could be an issue is that he was stripped of his royal title. He may then be stripped of any diplomatic protection. We have an extradition treaty with England. I don't know if those matters will come up if there is an indictment in America seeking former Prince Andrew. That could be an issue for him. And it also seems like he was removed from the one estate to go to a 31 square mile estate because of getting prostitutes during a business trip to Thailand.
So, are you actually stating that leaving a, 50-room mansion downgraded to a smaller, for free, royal home on the Sandringham estate, that's punishment?
No, it's the opposite of punishment.
Did you actually just say that?
No. That we agree on. That's a joke. That's the royal family themselves. Every time they're caught with some information, they try to do a little Band-Aid on it with regard to Andrew Windsor. But for Andrew's conduct...
Okay, hold on. I got to throw this to Harriet Alexander. Harriet Alexander, I want to follow up on what Morse is saying. Harriet is a senior features writer at DailyMail.com who has been breaking these stories left and right. Here's the problem. They also threw Fergie, Sarah Ferguson, out on her ear. She's got a lot of stories to tell, and she's desperate for money. She inhales money like a vacuum cleaner. Just cases of champagne, limos waiting in the front yard all day long for her to decide to go somewhere. I don't know. Just so Marie Antoinette. That said, she will want money, and what better way to get it than to do a tell-all book trashing the royal family? I mean, they're not really my concern, but I can see that coming a mile away. And you heard Morse playing dodgeball again with me, talking about emails, phone calls, visits with Andrew and Epstein are not prosecutable. He's right, but child molestation is. Did you read, it was probably your article in Daily Mail, that exposed Prince Andrew's party where they actually had sex, toys, lubricants, condoms, it sounds like Sean Combs, stocking all the bathrooms of his mansion, and the British taxpayers are paying for that? Those were the party favors?
Right, yeah. That is part of the outrage in the UK, that British taxpayers have been supporting this lifestyle for so long. He's been a deeply unpopular figure in Britain for many, many years, but it's really come to a head in the last couple of weeks. And he's certainly somebody who I think will not be missed in the public eye. It's not just that party at Sandringham, which Andrew said was just a normal shooting party. It obviously was anything but. It's also come out that Andrew, believe it or not, invited Jeffrey Epstein and Harvey Weinstein, as well as Ghislaine Maxwell, to his daughter's 18th birthday party back in 2006. And it's hard to think of any figures who could be more unwelcome at an 18th birthday party than those two.
Hold on, because tomorrow is the twins' 18th birthday. And I'm going to cook a big dinner, and I'm making a cake and cupcakes. We're really blowing it out. So let me understand what you just said, Harriet Alexander, Daily Mail. For the 18th birthday for Princess Beatrice, her father, Andrew, invited Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell to the 18-year-old's birthday party. They were having sex with 18-year-olds and much younger, as young as 12. What happened?
Right, right, absolutely. So it was a masked ball that was happening at Windsor Castle. I mean, it was a huge affair. There was a lot of people there. This was in 2006. So, you know, for reference, Epstein's deal in Florida was 2008. But still, to invite Weinstein and Epstein to your daughter's 18th birthday party, I mean, it goes quite a long way, I think, to show how close they all were, how much time they all spent together, how, you know, they were very, very connected. And of course, in hindsight, that's incredibly disturbing.
Harriet, I want you to hear this allegation.
The Met police are investigating claims that Prince Andrew tried to involve his tax-funded Met protection officer and Queen Elizabeth's deputy press secretary in a smear campaign against Virginia Giuffre. Andrew provided his bodyguard with Giuffre's birth date and social security number in an email requesting he dig up dirt on the young woman. In another email, Andrew told Secretary Ed Perkins his guard was working on the Giuffre problem, adding she may have a criminal record.
And I do hope that the authorities will actually pursue some of these investigations. They will bring charges. And I think if they do so, there's a very good chance that both he and Sarah Ferguson may well go to prison.
Time from our friends at Talk TV. Okay, Harriet, using the Met, which is the Metropolitan Police in Great Britain, to investigate your child molestation victim in order to smear her, that is wrong on so many levels. Now, we cannot prove at this juncture what happened with Virginia Giuffre because she has passed away and cannot be cross-examined. So that cannot be brought forward at trial. You have a Sixth Amendment right to cross-examine witnesses against you, period, the end. But the allegations that Andrew used the Met, used Scotland Yard to try to smear a child molestation victim, that's a whole nother can of worms, Harriet.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something that the British public want to know. Andrew Lowney, who was speaking just then, he is a respected historian, a biographer who's written a book about the House of York, of which Andrew, of course, was formerly the head. And he is saying that he believes there could be actually criminal charges brought against Andrew for this in particular. For this in particular, for using the Metropolitan Police and his protection detail to dig up dirt, essentially, on Virginia Giuffre, that might be you might be able to prosecute for that because, of course, you know, you can't prosecute for the alleged acts that happened because that was, A, it was a long time ago, and also, sadly, Virginia is dead.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. The former Duchess of York, hiding out in the wake of the Epstein scandal, far off the radar after a treasure trove of documents released by the DOJ, the U.S. Department of Justice, known as the Epstein Files, reveals damning communications between her and Epstein, the pedophile. How could she be around him so much? And Andrew as well, with young girls going in and out of his various domiciles.
Prince Andrew may face more than just disownment and eviction. Republic, a pressure group, instructed lawyers to begin an investigation into the prince with plans to mount a private prosecution if they find evidence to substantiate the late Virginia Giuffre's rape allegations. Andrew could face jail time if found guilty in the criminal proceedings, and ex-wife Sarah Ferguson could be next.
Virginia Giuffre's book is very powerful. It really brings home the extent of what was going on and the sense of entitlement and arrogance that they had, that somehow they could just do what they wanted. And these were disposable people that they could just, you know, discard.
That from our friends at Talk TV. To Harriet Alexander, senior features writer, DailyMail.com. Let me throw a little legal jargon at you, U.S. legal jargon. I don't know if that exists in Great Britain. But Harriet Alexander, did you notice when Andrew walked up and the other royals were there? He was totally, legal phrase, the turd in the punch bowl, right? It was like, ugh! They all look away. Nobody wants to talk to him. It's very obvious they've moved him 100 miles away after Giuffre's book came out. That's all well and good, and he deserves so much more than just a public shaming. To what this group, Republic, is, it's a pressure group who wants to, of course, see the monarchy abolished. But in the meantime, they want Andrew prosecuted privately. What is that? Is that the same as a civil lawsuit here in the U.S.? What does a private prosecution look like in Great Britain?
So that is being carried out, as you say, by this group, which is against the monarchy. I don't believe that case is going to have any possibility of going forwards because the person who would be their main witness, the accuser, Virginia Giuffre, died by suicide earlier this year. So it's not going to be possible to prosecute Andrew for rape, as they hope, because the person who would need to prove it is no longer with us. But I do think they might have more luck trying to investigate what happened with Andrew using his taxpayer-funded security detail to dig up information on her to try and discredit her. I think that's something that could be more profitable for people who want to see Andrew face more punishment.
Private investigator, founder of Crispin Special Investigations, former federal task force for the U.S. DOJ, former homicide and crimes against children investigator, joining us near the Epstein, Florida mansion. You know, I especially wanted to go to you, Crispin, because you're there near Epstein's Florida mansion, not to be mistaken with his New York mansion or his Virgin Islands mansion or any of the other mansions he's got all around the world. You know, us regular people, may I speak for you, like you and me, we don't like it when rich people take advantage of the police, like Epstein and Andrew have done, take advantage of children, like Epstein and Andrew have done, and then think we're going to excuse it because they're either American royalty because they're rich or they're British royalty. I've about had it up to right here.
Yeah, and Nancy, I tell you, there's a lot that has happened here in the town of Palm Beach. Just to kind of give you a little idea of where I am, North Avenue is right behind me. And a couple streets south of that is where Epstein's mansion used to be. And then a few streets south of that is Trump's Mar-a-Lago compound. So since this all has transpired, since all this has happened with Epstein, this property has gone through two owners. The first owner purchased it right away. He put in plans to Palm Beach to build a modern home, but he got rejected because Palm Beach doesn't want modern homes. A lot of people probably don't know this, but in Palm Beach, if you go to build a house, your neighbors and the town of Palm Beach have to kind of all sign off that they're okay with you building a modern home in an area that doesn't have any. And it's got such character of everything else but a modern home. So moving forward.
Excuse me, Crispin. While I love your monologue on the architecture requests of really, really stinking rich people down at Palm Beach, can we get to the child molestation and the fact that nothing's been done about it?
So Nancy, this address used to be 368 Albrillo Way on Palm Beach Island. The new owners were able to get a brand new address of 360 Albrillo Way. Why? Because they didn't want anything related to Jeffrey Epstein, the child molestation cases that occurred here, and everything else that put a black stain on Palm Beach Island. Everything from the grass, the trees, the dirt, the dock has been gone. Lifted out, there's not one iota a property belonging to Jeffrey Epstein or anything to do with any of these heinous crimes against children that are left on this property.
You know, it's interesting. So many things, Dr. Bethany Marshall, and I'm about to go to Barry Levine on the money trail. That may be the only way we get Andrew or any of Epstein's cohorts. Dr. Bethany Marshall, you just heard Crispin. He's standing out. Did you see that multi-million-dollar view that Epstein had? But you know what? That view stinks when you think about him bringing these little children, little girls. Think about it. You've watched my little girl grow up from the time she was born, Bethany. You've known her. Can you imagine some POS abusing her in that massage room looking out over that beach. They can all go straight to HELL riding a pitchfork, as far as I'm concerned. But that said, at some point, regular people like me, like Crispin, we're not going to stand by and let this continue. They're standing for it over in Great Britain, but not here. No, and I don't understand why we can't get the release of those files and why nothing is happening. For Pete's sake, Lynn Shaw has to go with a torch outside the White House up on Capitol Hill to try to get some action. I don't get it. It's Marie Antoinette all over again.
You know what's interesting and actually disturbing to me, Nancy, is that these neighbors are observing a crime scene. Okay, they're observing something in their neighborhood that really was criminal, and children were abused as young as 12 years of age. And the fact that they would change the address means that they're trying to wash their hands of the whole thing. Why don't these neighbors come forward, go to court, write their local representative, and talk a little bit about the cars that they saw coming and going? Who were the car? What were the license plates? I'm sure they have, you know, security cameras on their homes. What did those security cameras record? So these neighbors who are trying to sanitize their community, it's no different than what I said earlier about any other family that has the lecherous aunt or uncle or somebody, where they try to protect that person rather than coming forward and bringing the ill deeds to light to protect the younger members of the family. So I just am really disturbed that these neighbors are taking this course of action.
The photograph is taken upstairs, and I don't think I ever went upstairs.
It's devastating. He's already lost his titles. He's still a prince. He's no longer the Duke of York, and he's no longer his Royal Highness.
Excuse me. He's lost all his titles. He's living rent-free in the Royal Lodge. I don't want to hear about any of his suffering. Is a prosecution across the ocean possible for Andrew? Stunning revelations over the last 72 hours. In my mind, it means even the royal family smells a stench from Andrew's lies. Now, how does that correlate to action in the U.S.? What about a prosecution for manipulating the law enforcement, the Met, Scotland Yard, to smear Virginia Giuffre? That said, now we've got a powerhouse involved in the U.S. That is in the form of major banking institutions are now dragged into this. But to Harriet Alexander, senior features writer, DailyMail.com, what's the possibility, now that the British public smells blood, that there will be a prosecution, or will it be covered up, for at least Andrew allegedly using the Met, Metropolitan Police, and Scotland Yard to smear Giuffre?
So it's certainly something that a lot of people want looking into, about whether Andrew, as alleged, did pressure his private security officer to look into Virginia Roberts Giuffre, to see if he could dig up dirt and discredit her. I think that's something that authorities in the UK will be under a lot of pressure to investigate. I think there's also growing questions about why more is not being done in the United States, because I think, you know, to Lynn's point, that this keeps everything in the news. It's got everybody talking about it, and it heaps pressure on the US authorities to release more of their files, because it's worth noting that so far the only people who have really faced significant penalties in a way are Andrew, Ghislaine Maxwell, who's in prison, Peter Mandelson, who was the ambassador to Washington, D.C. He lost his job over this because he was friends with Epstein, and an American banker, Jess Staley, who was working at J.P. Morgan. He was in London with Barclays Bank, and he lost his job as a result of the work that he did with Epstein at JP Morgan back then. So there are things happening in the UK, but I think people even in the UK are beginning to ask why more is not being done in the US to pursue people who were supporting Epstein and in some cases clients.
I agree. Though supporting Epstein and his child sex trafficking, that would be reportedly the Bank of America and the Bank of New York Mellon and J.P. Morgan. Enter Barry Levine, who has documented endlessly the spider inside the tangled web of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. Listen to this, Barry.
New lawsuits shed light on Epstein's trafficking ring. Anonymous plaintiffs file against Bank of America and Bank of New York Mellon, claiming the institutions illicitly enabled Epstein's trafficking. Both banks accused of ignoring the illegal activity, Bank of America turning a blind eye to Epstein's use of a victim's account to pay her and other victims off, and Mellon failing to flag nearly $378 million in victim payments as suspicious.
$378 million for victim payments, and nobody said a word. In a nutshell, Barry Levine, you know, I'm just a trial lawyer. Break it down for me. What the banks allegedly did wrong.
What the banks did wrong, Nancy, was that they looked the other way going back to 2002 over $1 billion of monies that Jeffrey Epstein withdrew to pay off enablers around the world and also to pay off victims. These suspicious activity reports were completely, you know, red lights for multiple banks. But because Jeffrey Epstein brought in so many of his wealthy clients, these banks managed to look the other way. And this sex trafficking was able to continue for two decades. It's only now that we're finally looking back at all of the financial reports, and Representative Tom Massey is hoping to prosecute 19 men that he has identified who were sex trafficked to.
Okay, Barry, you're super smart and your book is amazing. I said dummy down. You didn't really dummy down. What I think you just said is these banks knew Epstein was conducting nefarious activity, specifically child trafficking, child sex trafficking. And on the money flow, following the money, you could determine who was sending him girls as young as 12 and who he was paying. That is the significance of those financial transactions. What dummy down can I learn? I would have to work with you a really long time to put you on the stand, okay? No offense. But you're just too smart for the rest of us. Again, dummy down, what can I learn? One, two, three, from these financial transactions. And you know they did it because they entered multi-million dollar settlements to make it go away. Right? So what am I going to get from the financial transactions?
What we're getting, Nancy, from the financial transactions is actual details and dates of the men and payments that Jeffrey Epstein made.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. The former Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, keeping a low profile in the Swiss Alps, trying to stay out of public view, hoping that the scandal will blow over. Guess what? It's not blowing over, at least not here in the U.S. And this is why.
Sydney Sumner joining me, Crime Stories investigative reporter. A lot of these child molesters' victims are still alive. Some of them are the ones marching on Capitol Hill to get the Epstein files released. They're alive. They can testify unless they commit suicide, Sydney.
Absolutely, Nancy. Remember, the victims hosted a press conference on Capitol Hill just a few weeks ago, and the stories were horrendous. Woman after woman stepped up to that microphone and shared what they experienced under Epstein's sexual abuse. So there are many women who are still alive, available, wanting to give their testimony and working on compiling their own list of Epstein's clients.
I don't believe it's a picture of me in London, because when I go out in London, I wear a suit and a tie. That's what I would describe as, those are my traveling clothes. Oh, that's me, but whether that's my hand or whether that's the position, I But I have simply no recollection of a photograph ever being taken.
Right, from our friends at BBC. In the last 72 hours, Prince Andrew has been kicked out of the Royal Lodge and been stripped of all of his titles. But is that enough? The British public says no, and sex molestation victims say we want him prosecuted on U.S. soil. Move afoot on Capitol Hill, asking Andrew to come voluntarily to testify in proceedings. No one is going to forget this, largely because of this woman.
You said, take off your clothes. I had these little girl undies on, like little hearts on them, I remember. And they were laughing at that because they like that. The younger you look, the better it is. It turned very sexual, and it was abuse straight away from both of them.
Sometimes he would just in front of them and rub his nipples. Sometimes he would have intercourse with them. Sometimes he'd make them, you know, give them
Laughing at a little girl because she has flowers on her underwear. That's from our friends at Lifetime and Miami Herald. I mean, you know, all of this legal back and forth, extradition, the prince, Royal Lodge, blah, blah. Robert Crispin joining us outside what was once Epstein's Florida mansion. You've done a lot of vice, including child prostitution. That's what it boils down to. That's what this is about. Epstein and all of his rich clients that made this possible.
Yeah, they certainly facilitated all this. And I would suggest that there's some more charges coming down the road. And I think he was stripped of everything overseas and his titles overseas, because the royal family knows, and they've been meeting or speaking with the government, that charges are about to come down. And it's going to look a lot better for their family when they say, hey, he's no longer part of our family. We've stripped him of everything.
I mean, to Barry Levine joining us, author of The Spider, Inside the Tangled Web of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, $290 million was the settlement from J.P. Morgan Chase. $290 million, and they agreed to implement anti-sex trafficking measures. A bank, a respectable bank in the middle of a child sex trafficking scheme. That should speak volumes to everybody. If that bank, JP Morgan Chase, paid nearly $300 million to make this go away, there's fire, because I see smoke, Levine.
Yeah. And listen, Nancy, it's sad to think that that bank, that $300 million to them, it's a drop in the bucket to them for the amount of money that Jeffrey Epstein helped them make over the decades by bringing in his billionaire buddies to plant their money in their bank. But the fact is, if there's any one thing that's a positive out of this, is that those bank records are now finally getting in the possession of the authorities, who can go through each and every line and look at these suspicious payments that Jeffrey Epstein made and go after these men. Representative Thomas Massie knows of 19 men. Senator Ryan Wyden has identified $1 billion in suspicious wire transfers that Jeffrey Epstein made. And this was money. It didn't only go through the U.S. banks. Jeffrey Epstein was also moving money through Russian banks. And his executors of his estate complicated things for years. They created 150 different bank accounts for Jeffrey Epstein to move his money through. So this was a wild maze and a wild web. And now, it's only now that investigators are going through this. Let's hope that there's financial crimes that they can pinpoint and go after these men, not only in the U.S., but the men who put the little girls on the planes to the Virgin Islands, who are overseas, who took money from Jeffrey Epstein.
Making millions of dollars from child sex trafficking. Epstein and Andrew is in the mix. But we are also learning this. What is wrong with this woman? Listen.
Virginia first likens Ghislaine Maxwell to Mary Poppins, but later learns Maxwell is a prideful, jealous woman. Virginia describes Maxwell's cruelty during threesomes with Epstein, slapping and hurting Virginia to assert her dominance. Maxwell also loves to brag about previous romps, once positively giddy to share she performed a sex act on George Clooney in a bathroom at a party.
Okay, again, I need a shrink and a drink, but since I don't have a drink, I'll go with a shrink. Bethany, what is wrong with her? Of course, Clooney denies this, but what is that bragging? She performed a sex act on Clooney? Why?
You know, Nancy, there's so much that's wrong with this. I mean, obviously, their lives are completely sexualized. That's how they relate to everybody. This laughing at Virginia Giuffre because she had little hearts on her underwear, that's actually is sadism. That's taking pain and causing pleasure. Taking pleasure and causing pain to another human being. I think Ghislaine Maxwell loved to have dominance over other women. I think she was envious and jealous of them. I think she thought that they had it coming to them. And I think it was sexually arousing to her that they were humiliated. I mean, and this is what we see in all of these sex cults, that you have this fearless leader that recruits other women who then dominates the women under them. And the actual domination is what is sexually exciting to, we used to use the word middleman. This is the middle woman. The middle woman finds it sexually exciting to dominate more submissive females.
I've racked my brain and thinking, oh, and I've said consistently and frequently that we never had any sort of sexual contact whatever.
Queen Elizabeth rolling in her grave from our friends at BBC.
Just recently, Sarah Ferguson tried to hide in the back of a car as she arrived at one of her granddaughter's christenings at St. James Palace. My, how the mighty have fallen. She is now hiding in the back seat of a car. Married to a disgraced former duke, now stripped of his titles. What will become of Fergie? Sarah Ferguson had been living with former husband, Prince Andrew. He was thrown out of the Royal Lodge. She departed. They had lived together for years since their divorce. Now with nowhere to go, hiding out, she is said to be in a, quote, fragile state over her fall from grace. I wonder how the molestation victims feel about that. We wait as justice unfolds. Nancy Grace, Crime Stories, signing off. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Goodbye, friend.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.